In a first for Napa, women hold all five seats on the county's Board of Supervisors. For more on what this means for Napa politics, KQED Community Engagement Reporter Carlos Cabrera Lomeli spoke with my colleague Farida Javala Romero.
So tell us more about the significance of this moment.
It's really special. In the history of the board, only 7 women have ever served as supervisors. And now, all 5 are women. This is the first time we ever see this happen in the Bay Area, and only the second time in the history of California. The first time being LA County very recently, back in 2020. I spoke to Supervisor Belia Ramos, who just won a third term, right after final results came out.
Really what it signifies is that we have achieved gender equity where the people voted in who they believed was the most qualified and capable candidate, and they all happen to be women.
And in the past several years, we've seen more and more women run for office, especially at the local level and winning county board seats.
And county boards do a lot, right?
Yeah, they fund local public health services. They have control over a lot of land and decide what gets built on it. And this is also a fresh start for Napa. This comes at a time when outgoing supervisor Alfredo Pedrosa is in the hot seat after the FBI raided his home as part of a larger investigation that is also looking at some of the biggest wineries in the region.
Wow, so a fresh start. How do you think this new board will take this power? Do you see them taking Napa in a much different direction?
I don't think so. All 5 supervisors want Napa to remain an agricultural county.
Right.
And agriculture has been at the core of Napa since its foundation. It's even in the county charter that the best use of land is agriculture. But that also puts Napa in a complex situation. Just like every other place in the Bay Area, Napa needs affordable housing. The workers who lift up the region's multi-billion dollar wine industry need housing. Many just can't afford to live in Napa and commute every day.
Oh, I see. So besides housing and the wine industry, will an all-woman board bring attention to different policies or issues?
Yeah. So how does representation translate into policy?
Mm-hmm.
We saw the all-woman board in LA tackle this with members saying that they're using a gender-based lens in policymaking. Over in Napa, most of the new supervisors don't expect things to be too different, but Supervisor Joelle Gallagher does see this as an opportunity.
You tend to think about things that have been difficult for women and kids and families, and those become a pretty high priority.
And we also spoke to folks at Planned Parenthood who stress that after Roe v. Wade, counties and local governments have a big responsibility in ensuring access to abortion care. And in Napa, they're noticing a big increase of anti-abortion protesters outside their health center lately. And they're asking for support from the board to keep their staff safe.
That was KQED's Carlos Cabrera Lomeli and Farida Javala Romero.